Streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com. Live from the Pickled Liver Studios in Olathe, Kansas, it's the Mick Shane Rock Show. And here we are in the Pickled Liver Studios. I am McShane. Welcome back after a five-month hiatus. Glad everybody could join us. In the studio this week is Kansas City's own teacher's pet, our good friends, good buddies.
McShane.
Hey.
What's up, Mick?
What's going on?
We've got Mr. Paul Waters and Stevie Lee and Mike Miskowski, otherwise known as the Milkman.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on? Glad to have you guys in. And the absent Sam Lee, which we understand. All right, guys, what's been going on? It's been a long time. It's been about over a year since you were
gigging like crazy. October was every weekend, so it's good to have a little bit of time off. And
got anything great for like the holidays? Is Santa bringing you guys like new saxophones and drums and guitars and picks and sticks?
I asked for a cordless mic, but it's just not going to get on the list, I'm afraid. Santa Claus is on a budget this year.
I could unplug that mic right there, and we can send you home with a cordless mic.
Yeah, you could.
Merry Thanks, Christmas.
Mike. Thanks, Mick.
Yeah. It would be a nice one, though.
I got your best interest at heart, man.
Yeah, Santa Claus is bringing college for my daughter. I guess that's what he's bringing for me.
There you go. That's always a good thing.
Nothing on my list. So
nothing?
I'm good to go. No, I'm good
Normal
to go.
Christmas duties for you, huh?
Yep.
I got Christmas duties that will probably be in my stocking.
Amongst their stinky duties.
Spray some perfume on them and they'll be all right. All right. You guys brought in some music for us, some live version cuts of some songs that you've done. I think one of them is Good Times, Bad Times, an Immigrant Song.
These were recorded a long time ago, probably six. It was when Sam very first started with us, and they just kind of sat in hibernation for a long time. A long time, and we didn't do anything with him.
It doesn't seem like he's been with us for 6 years, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Man, how time flies.
I put him up on our MySpace page, and then during the time they were on MySpace, I had him in my files on my computer, and then poof, my computer went crashed, and was the only place I had him. So thank the Lord, our Soundgate Productions pro, Steve McBride, found them for us, and he's got them in his archives, so he sent them to me.
That's always
now
good.
We have them.
That's always good to have back packed away in unmarked CDs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're kind of laid back today. We're sitting in actually in the living room of the Pickled Liver Studios, so it's kind of relaxed and kicking
Candles
back.
Candles are burning.
We
kind
got Santa lit up.
Vibe going on. Any minute I can hear some bongos and some poems.
We got hot chocolate. And
Paul's all dressed
reindeers.
In black.
Yeah, next thing you know, Mick's getting out a Ouija board.
All right. you got a new app, I guess, out.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. When we played at the American Royal, I had the co-founder of AirRealMobile.com, who happens to be related in-laws to me, and he came to me and he showed me this app on his iPhone, and it was us. It was right on his iPhone, and he opened it up and showed me the songs were on there and the schedule and just all kinds of links to different websites that were already on, and I was blown away. And I said, well, what is this? And he said, this is the new thing. Pretty soon, you know, home computers are going to go, you know, the usage is going to go way down. I mean, they're already taking, mobile phones have already taken the place of GPS devices. And, you know, email is pretty much starting on cell phones and all this. And it's starting to sink in a little bit. But I'm sure the general public out there is thinking, well, you know, they haven't grasped it yet, you know.
Right.
It's just one of those new things that people just don't know about because they've never used it. But, yeah, it's an iPhone app, and he's developing one for, BlackBerry and one for the Android. And pretty soon, there will be we'll be all over the mobile market.
You'll be in everybody's pocket.
Yeah, in their back pocket, on their belt clip, all kinds of stuff. So
why don't you tell them how it works? You just basically click it on it.
Yeah, it's really neat. It shows right up on the face of your phone, right on the when you start the phone up. There's our logo, and you click on that logo, and it takes you into the app, and you can go to events. You can go to FanWall, which is a place where you know you can put down you know a comment or whatever. There's another page that takes you to, you can sign up on our mailing list from there. There's pictures. There are links to our YouTube page, which we have a ton of videos out there from last year, you know, when we had Dee Snider sing three songs with us. You can go to that video and watch it right from your iPhone.
How cool is that?
Oh, man. Yeah. That was incredible. You know, all the websites that we're on, if you just Google Teacher's Pet in quotation marks, it comes up all over the place. I've just saturated the internet with with our stuff. So
now, your guys' website is teacherspet.net, and that's teachers with a Z, mm-hmm. Not an S, but a Z, right. teacherspet.net. And you got links to your MySpace page and your Facebook page, right?
Uh-huh.
You got all the links to the videos
Twitter
and stuff.
As well. I actually started a Twitter account. I do tweet.
You tweet.
As of about 3 months ago. Whatever.
I can't get into the tweeter.
Well, I haven't either. It's a new thing for me, but I guess it's the big thing, so I'm just trying to.
Of course, when I was the last person, you know, to still, you know, live on MySpace, and everybody had already gone to Facebook, I was like, why do I want to go to Facebook? Now I've totally abandoned my house on MySpace, and
yeah, I have too. Pretty much
live on Facebook. So,
how do fans go ahead and get the application? Download the application on their phone.
That's a good question. I mean, it's just like if you have an iPhone, there's an app store right on your iPhone. You just go to that app store, and you do a search for Teacher's Pet in the applications. And it'll show up. It's the only Teacher's Pet, you know, apostrophe Z, that shows up there. So then when you see it, there's a place where it's, and it's a free download, by the way. Doesn't cost a thing. You can just get it on your iPhone, and you're good to go.
Wow.
So it is just fascinating.
And it keeps up with you, like your shows, your venues. Well, so if you've got a show coming up, they can pull up your...
It's really neat because I can load almost all the content, right from my computer. Or actually from my iPhone, I can change content on there through their website at aerialmobile.com. And if you're interested in a web in an iPhone app, you know, you can go to aerialmobile.com and you can shoot an email to them and say, hey, I've got a restaurant, or I've got a bar, or I've got a church or a school that we need to send out notifications to our, you know, members, clients, et cetera, et cetera, to tell them about what's going on. And this is the perfect way to keep connected constantly, not just when you're at home. I mean, this phone is on my hip all day long.
You know, the world is just nothing but moving mobile stuff. Nobody is rooted to their house anymore. I mean, half the people out there don't even have home phones. The whole cell market is just exploded. It's a great way to keep up with Teacher's Pet and Aerial Mobile. How do you spell that?
It's just air, and then there's no two R's. It's AIREAL mobile.com.
Okay, go there and check them out and get an app. Talk to them about getting a set up with one of these cool apps. I know I'm going to here in the near future for the show, so hopefully everybody will send their love and say, Teacher's Pet sent them.
Yeah, there's a couple things about this app. One is that you can get your app up in a matter of a week or two. And it costs $499, not thousands of dollars that like radio stations have or whatever.
Right.
It costs $499 to get it up and running. You have the app in the App Store within a matter of days, not weeks or months. The content in the app can be updated as often as you like, and the updates are immediately reflected in the app. So
right on. Just,
yeah, it's fascinating.
Well, we're going to roll one of your clips that you brought with you, the Good Times, Bad Times live version clip. Anything you guys want to say about this that you remember when you did it from the show? Was it one of those shows where, you know, things were flying through the air?
One thing I remember in the intro on this, I said God of Rock. I had just finished watching School of Rock, which was perfect. Because, you know, and he says the prayer right before they go on stage, you know, and they're in that band contest.
Right, right.
So it's pretty cool.
This was actually recorded about, well, right now, 6 years ago with our newest bass player at the time. And we were in Lexington, which is pretty close to his hangtown. So it was kind of a big deal for him. But that's what I remember about it. And it was pretty well received.
Awesome.
So it was a good night.
How about you, Paul?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast. So.
All right. How about we spin into a little bit of good times, bad times.
Get it.
Right here on the Mick Shane Rock Show. Teacher's Pet, stick around. We got more stuff coming up with these guys. Rock on.
God of Rock.
Planet Earth.
Back my
la 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 la. Welcome back. You're listening to the McShane Rock Show with Teacher's Pet.
Yeah.
We had Good Times, Bad Times kicking off that set. And then we had The Ocean and a little bit of Immigrant Song fade out there on the end. It's kind of the way the track was designed. So there you go. Great stuff, guys. I mean,
courtesy of Soundgate Productions.
Yeah, there you go. Steve
Obviously,
McBride.
That's Zeppelin.
It's Zeppelin all the way.
A covered band, you know, obviously.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And
that's what we do.
We were talking about this earlier. You know, you guys do do covers, but you also do you write your own stuff. Are you going to make the transition back over, or more of a mixture in the near future? Or
we've got I've got some material, some personal stuff at home I've got put down, but nothing. We've been working so hard on getting ready for you know, shows at the casinos and some of these new clubs that are they're looking for good bands.
Right, right,
and.
And you guys qualify as a great band, so.
And
thank you.
We're making the cut anyway. I don't know. We're getting in the door. So yep. It's always good to have new material, and we're always working on new material. And I think we finally decided, I don't know if the other guys feel the same way, but it's time to do something of our own, you know.
Right.
Something that we can put in our back pocket and take with us and have 20 years from now. You know, something to sit back and say, wow, that was me 20 years ago.
We always have requests for it. They always ask us, you know.
Well, it's going to open up a new door, too. I mean, if we can be a great cover band and also do, you know, maybe be an opening act for somebody that's on the road coming through Kansas City.
Right.
Yep.
You know, we could do the best of both worlds.
You know, I remember when we played that one night at Davies Uptown.
Yeah.
And that's a strictly original venue. And that night it happened to ice and sleet. And there was
January
like half inch of ice on the ground.
1997?
Seriously.
January 15th.
And we were barefooted, and you had to walk all the way up Main Street with no shoes.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to do that at Main Street.
No. Down there.
Unless you had a gun.
Exactly. That was so cold. That was unbelievable. But anyway, yeah, originals is always. I mean, I've thought about maybe getting one set aside. out of the four that we do, or the three we do, or something.
That would be cool.
And doing a whole set of our originals, as long as it's received well, you know.
It's kind of really all we need.
I think it would be received very well. I mean, we've had Voyeur for a while now, and it's been in the playlist, and it's gone round and round, and you know, I love it. I mean,
how long ago was that, guys? That was what,
seven or eight years
ago, and. I mean, that right there just shows what we can do. I mean, with that was when we were fresh and early and right out of the gate, and I think we've got a little time and a little experience under our belt, and now, you know, it's okay doing some original, I mean, some cover stuff, but, you know, after a while, you get tired of following some of the other leads.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, a lot of this cover stuff we do it our own way, but I think we're ready to start doing some of our own stuff and show these people what we got. We got the vocals to do it. Mike's got the chops to do it on guitar. Steve is definitely, in my book, he's number one vocal-wise in Kansas City. There's nobody can touch him. Sam Lee, he's been around the block. He can play bass. He's toured the world. And, you know, I can keep tempo.
Paul's a good, strong drummer.
You know
obviously.
What I mean?
Very solid. Paul's very solid.
I can keep tempo and drink beer.
I didn't know he was going to talk about himself.
Yeah, I know. Paul is solid. I can remember as a freshman in high school when he got his first drum kit. Down in the basement, and he started playing it. And I'm like, "Where did this come from?" And I was so excited that I couldn't stop laughing.
So, did you take lessons, or are you self-taught?
That's funny.
No, at the high school we were at, this is not a joke. We had from kindergarten to 12th grade, we had 126 students. That's kindergarten all the way through senior in high school.
All school.
Wow.
They didn't have much of a budget for musical instruments, so you know, they had some spare drums and bass drums and stuff, and I kind of pieced together a makeshift trap set.
Awesome.
And just kind of, you know, every time at lunchtime, instead of going to lunch, I'd go back in the music room and just jack around with whatever I could in the drums, and I'm like, man, it sure would be nice to have a drum set. And
it was always right across from the cafeteria, so he wanted to show off for the chicks. That's why he played drums.
Okay.
That's why we're all standing right here right now.
Well, you know,
it's all for the chicks, man.
Yeah, it's not for the music. It's for the chicks and beer, right?
Okay. That's why everybody watches football. I mean, I'm joking.
Yeah. It's all good.
Oh,
so,
man.
Daddy, I've sitting at home one night, and about 10 o'clock, Dad brought a drum set home, and I just started hammering away on him.
I will never forget that.
Never stopped since.
That's good. And you're, I mean, I, you know, there's not a bad thing that I could ever say about Teacher's Pet, ever. You guys have just been awesome. Every time that we've been out to a show, I mean, the crowds have been packed, they've been hopped and hyped, and they get out and dance, and they interact with you guys, and you guys interact. It's the way it should be when you go to a show. It's a lot of fun. You know, you go to some of these shows, man, you're just worried about getting beat in the back of the head with a beer bottle or something, you know. And everybody that goes to your shows are really pretty much in a good vibe.
Well, you know, I tell you what, we've never had a problem with fights. Only one time. And I remember that night.
Yeah.
And all we had to do was just break into a perfect country and western song. And everybody got together, raised their glass.
Wow. Yeah. Steve, why do you drink?
It was perfect.
Thanks for the compliment, Nick. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Nice.
You guys have you've always been really good to us. And
which one of you paid him?
By the way, I got a flat tire that needs changing. Mm-hmm. No, I'm joking. All right, being as we were talking about Voyeur and original stuff, I figured I'd kind of bust up the set list on you guys from what we had previously discussed, but I figured we'd roll into Voyeur and give everybody a sample of that, and you guys can kind of go from there after that. We've got another half an hour left of the show. Of course, you're going to join us for the weekly beer song.
Wahoo!
Coming up in a few minutes after this, and
nice.
We've got some live songs that you guys are going to be playing, blessing the studios with and our listeners, so
sure.
It's a real treat. So we'll be geared up for that as well. So, all right, here we go. Voyeur. Anything outside of what we've already discussed on that song, or do you just want to hammer him with it?
Oh, let's hit him hard.
All right, let's hit him hard.
Steve's a pervert.
Teacher's Pet, Voyeur. Don't go anywhere. Mick Shane Rock Show. Straight down my block.
This is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Teacher's Pet, Voyeur. Awesome song. I love that song. That's a toe-tapping, let's get up and just party down
song. Thank
you,
song. Meg. Thank you.
I love it. Thank you. The beat is cool. Stevie Lee and his chops, man. Some of them higher ranges, you know. You really get to hear Steve and his vocal abilities.
Steve wants to be so much like Geddy Lee.
I heard Takeoff in there at least twice.
Did you? Speaking of Geddy Lee, I think he played the bass for the band for, what, 2 hours, maybe 1 hour, Paul? You remember that? He's like, I'm going to take up the bass. We're like, cool, man. That'd be awesome. Yeah,
and then it was keyboards, right? And yeah. It was too much to pack for a lead singer.
So he was a true Geddy Lee.
For an hour and a half?
Hence, Stevie Lee?
I tried.
Yeah, plus I think he was castrated as a young child also.
I think you should prove him wrong, Steve. Just bust it out.
That's my four kids. All right. I'll bust it out.
Good day. Well, the second half of the show, of course, we've got the weekly beer song that we're going to fire off here in about 1 minute. You know, it's a staple on the McShane Rock Show. You just got to have the weekly beer song.
Gotta do it.
And then when we come back from that set, we've got these guys doing some live performance here in studio acoustic and some really good stuff, man. I think it rocks. We got a shout out for one of our listeners, good little guy, Tucker. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Tucker.
So we've got, you guys want to do a birthday song for Tucker?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Teacher's Pet. Tucker, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tucker. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Happy birthday, Tucker. Hope it's a great one, buddy. Thanks for listening. All right. On with the weekly beer song. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. You know the words. Sing it with us. Beer me. Elbows up. Drink them down. We'll be right back with Teacher's Pet, McShane Rock Show.
Woo!
Rock on, planet Earth.
Ribbon, Bass and Guinness, out for sipping. Sammy Adams, Mickey's Pearl, Olsen Girl, St. Pauli Girl, Moose and Mamba, Rollin' Rock, China Premium, Shiner Bock, Foster's, Harpin, Black and Voodoo, hell, just about any beer will do. It's tall and cold, brand don't matter much. Drink cheap beer, dark beer, too, but near beer's not enough. Just don't give us f***ing Zima, cause we won't touch the stuff. Beer with a lime, beer with a lemon, beer with really hairy women. Beer with pizza, beer with golf. Why is it always the fattest guy at the ballgame's the first one to take his shirt off? All your redneck friends, taps of rock and silver bullet. Life is good when your gut's full of it. Drinking beer's our favorite thing. With the sweet bikini team, don't let that smooth taste fool you. Don't the Clydesdale horses scare you? Beer with a lime, beer with a lemon. Beer on Christmas and Thanksgiving. Beer with bowls and beer at the beach. As long as there's a beer free. Keystone MGD, Red Bull, Blue Bull, and OE, Amita, Takate, and Purple Haze, Miller High Life from Summer Days, Celeste White, Pale and Red Crew, Beach, Figgadale, Bohemia 2, Lone Star Jacks, and Red Stripe, I feel like a beer tonight. Drink our beer while we're here on Earth. work and we'll bring her beer in heaven. And all your beer dreams come true and our six packs turn to seven. There's so many beers around the world, one thing is clear to be. The beer that tastes the best by far is the beer that's free. Oh yeah!
And welcome back. You're listening to the Mick Shane Rock Show. Yeah. Weekly beer song. We love it. Yeah. Iced tea. We affectionately call it here in the Pickled Livered Studios. Don't drink and drive this holiday season. Designate. That's right.
Give me a beer.
Give me another beer. Crack me another beer.
You know, Samuel Adams is the largest active brewery in the United States.
Really? And they're they were started off as just one little microbrew.
I mean,
when was it? 1995 that they won the Germany lager beer thing.
96, because they came out in 95.
Was it? Because they went to that first first year, and they went and took on the big German lagers.
Yeah,
smoking from a
true alcoholic. Belgium.
No. Give them the smackdown.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
Boston.
Boston.
We've got two more live tracks in here, but I did want to work in an acoustic track if you guys were ready to do that.
Sure.
Or you can talk about whatever. It's your show for the next 20 minutes here. Man. Whatever you want to talk about, it's all about you guys. That's okay. What we're all about here on the McShane Rock Show.
Well, we're at the Maristar next weekend at Depot Number 9 Saloon and Stage. If you get a chance, come out. You can listen to this on Friday night. I assume you can listen to this, and we're going to be on stage while this is being aired. But come on out and see us sometime.
We are there Saturday night too, though.
We are there Saturday night.
You can listen to that Friday night, and then come out Saturday night,
or both,
or both. And if you were going to make it out and you want to hear the show, we do encore replays on Saturdays as well. At noon, followed by DIY News with John O'Hara. So, if you miss it Friday night and you want to, and you wake up, you know, Saturday afternoon, noon, tune in. McShaneRockShow.com. Listen to the show. This show right here will replay. All right, guys, what do you got? What do you want to do?
Well, we were going to talk about doing some Radiohead, I believe.
Yeah.
A little different vein for us. We do some alternative things now and then.
Okay.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah. We started off with some Creep.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Teacher's Pet.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. Just like an angel, skin makes me cry. Float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special, so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. You know, I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, yeah, yeah. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh, oh, she's running out the door. She's running out. She'll run. Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want, you're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong.
All right, there you go. Radiohead perfected.
Whoa. Here.
Yeah. High five in the studio.
Whoa.
Wow, you blew the garland right crazy. Off the right off the mantle on that one.
Christmas. Knocking shit on the floor. Damn.
Awesome.
Bringing the house down.
Well, I got to say, we've had a really good year. We kind of have vamped into this year, and I think we're vamping into an even better year. And Paul said it on an email. We were kind of talking amongst ourselves on the email today. Just keeps getting better.
Well, I know you guys just keep booking and booking and booking. I mean,
Mike and I remember this has been 5, 6, 7 years ago when we would play a show and people were just, you know,
kind of blah. Just
well, I mean, the crowd was really into people that came and watched us. So we're going crazy. And Mike and I would, you know, we wanted to get into this place. We wanted to get into that place. We wanted to step up our performance venues. It's like I turned to him. I'm like, what do we got to do?
What do we got to do?
And that's been the running joke. Do? Yeah, I mean, now we're getting into some of those places and we're showing them, and it's really cool.
It is.
What do we got to do?
We don't even have enough time to play all the places that we want to play.
Yeah, we're booked clear till November.
It's just, it's the truth.
November of 2011.
Noviembre.
Man.
That's right.
That's about as much Espanol I know. Man, no man. Whatever
man
that
man,
is.
Huh? Man to man.
If somebody came out and saw one of your shows, do you guys have a, you know, like a set list that you guys just, you know,
off
revamp?
The cuff, Mick, off the
is
cuff.
It off the cuff? No set list.
Whatever.
Yeah. We just gauge in the crowd, basically, is what we do. We just see what people want. A lot of times people come up and ask us, hey, you know this song? Or, you know this song? Yeah, we can do that.
Well, it's not Mustang Sally. We're all right.
Yeah.
No Mustang Sally?
No Mustang freaking Sally.
Yeah, I think we had a request for Beyonce the other night, didn't we?
Stevie.
Wow.
That says a lot.
I don't think I can shake my stuff like that.
Every once in a while we have to say no, and I think that was one point where we said no. No.
Yeah. In resounding. Yeah.
Hell no.
Echo.
I would kind of almost classify that as one of the strangest requests, or what has been one of the strangest requests?
We've heard Britney Spears before.
Yeah, that's right.
Hit me, baby, one more time. I bet you could do that, Stevie.
Crazy. Mm. It's crazy.
We are going to, actually, speaking of literature and pieces and things and songs, we have been kind of, you know, we did a little survey of our fans and came up with some cool ideas of some songs that we're actually working up. So there are some very, very good things to stretch our talents and actually stretch the ear of the audience as well.
Were you going to mention the Run DMC? Right. Tricky?
Yeah, we were working on
Tricky. Ha, ha, Tricky.
I remember that song. That was a cool
song. It's Tricky to Rock Around. Yeah, you know it. You know you know it.
Time. It's Tricky. Yeah.
Yo,
it's
everybody know that.
Tricky, Tricky, yo, dude.
Everybody know that.
Everybody know that
Let's
song.
Let's see how it comes out.
Take it off.
What was it? Put a little, seven?
Put a little metal edge to it, I think. A little Teacher's Pet own style and add to it.
There you go.
But we've got some more other rock, of course, but...
Now, do you have a special pair of Adidas that are going to go along with that? Or do am I giving away
green,
too much?
When I want to get ill.
Yeah, the fat boys will be opening for it.
Yellow and green when I
want. Yeah, then you
with
can do a Christmas special. Yeah.
We could also do Walk This Way with them as well, so it's kind of convenient, you know.
Do a Christmas special with the fat boys, and you guys are riding the Teacher's Pet, you know.
Actually, you were saying, you know, what happens when fans come to the show? They could also pick up a T-shirt. 2010, you know, T-shirt.
I saw those shirts at Freddie T's.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome looking shirts.
Yeah,
they are tough.
Awesome, and I'm going to snag
sleeve,
me one of those.
It's
things.
Got fire all the way down the sleeve with the Teacher's
Pet. Not real fire, just you know.
Yeah,
it's flame proof.
Embossed Teacher's Pet over flames, so it's really cool actually.
And you look hot in it.
Thank you.
Well, they do look good on a bike. You know, if you're riding a bike with a long sleeve shirts with a fire, it's awesome. It's perfect.
Now, I know two of you guys ride motorcycles. Do you ride one, Mike?
No, sir. No, I don't.
No?
I don't have one. So.
All right.
Never had one.
I had the privilege of riding with Paula and Stevie here last year.
Yeah, on
the old Save the Boobies, wasn't it?
Save the Boobies ride.
Save the Boobies.
You guys do a lot of charity work?
Yeah, we actually have two big events that we've done in the past 2-3 years. One of them is the Trolley Run, and it's a benefit for this Children's Center for the Visually Impaired. It is a marathon, half marathon, 4 mile run, and it actually has 10,000. It had 10,000 entries last year, and it's going to be April 17th, and we'll do the after bash, which starts at 8 a.m. For a rock band, that is not going to be cool. But and of course, the last 2 years we've done the Bikers for Babies.
We always play the night before.
So,
so much for sleep.
Of course,
dragging yourself out.
Dee Snider sang with us last year, and in 2009, and sang three songs with us, which was a highlight of my musical career. He was a great guy and a great front man. So,
and what a big gig! That thing is getting huge every year. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And what a great cause! I mean, you know. All the causes are great, but, you know, to help kickstart a life and give it a chance to even live, you know, what better way?
We get emails and we get phone calls all the time from people that want us to do benefits and charity things, and I want to do every single one of them, but it's so hard when you're already given a lot, you know, nobody gets paid enough.
We all got day jobs, you know.
Yeah, we do, and families as well, so.
Right on.
Yep.
You're a teacher, music teacher.
Yes, uh-huh. I taught for 4 years in the public school system, and so did our milkman here.
I taught for three, so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Can't win them all, can we?
He's quite an example for the children all out there. Just look at him.
But he is a good example. I like Paul. He sits back there with his drum risers, and he beats the drums, and he does a damn good job of it. Y'all do a dang good bang-up job of everything. We've got very few minutes, so I'd like to pack in some more songs here and still get into the last two. So we've got Piece of Your Action, Say What You Will. Which one you want?
Piece of Your Action.
Okay.
Want that one?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right,
here
we go.
There's a part in there where, on the last chorus where I kind of go up into a falsetto there, and it kind of feels a little weird, but it's a great song.
It's live.
And it's live.
Motley Crue.
All right. Piece of Your Action, Teacher's Pet. Don't go anywhere. We still got stuff coming right on up. Rock on, Planet Earth.
I want you to be my good night. You need me, yeah, tease me. Use you up, throw you away. You're fire, taking me higher. Don't fall me, don't let me down. You need me now.
That's the sound of pure headbanging rock and roll!
Streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com.
All right, welcome back. Mick Shane Rock Show, Teacher's Pet in the studio. All right, we're winding up at the end of the show here. I definitely wanted to get in another acoustic version of you guys, because you guys rock awesome, and there's nothing better than to kick back and
get a little piece of our action.
Get a treat, you know.
Well,
what do we got going on
here?
Before
we go on, let me just throw this out.
Okay.
That, you know, to get a better flavor of Teacher's Pet, definitely go get the application, the iPhone app, or go to the website and kind of look at our song list, because we have a very, very wide variety of music to offer the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Just because we're a good musician. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we have to be able to shift gears to really bring in the wider audiences that we do.
Right.
So kind of a representation of what we've played tonight is, you know, The Creep, which we started off with, but we did a lot of Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. We did some Crew with some heavy stuff. But I still wean this acoustic guitar. So, you know, don't get the wrong picture. You know, we are a heavy, hard-hitting rock band, but we also can shift gears and do some really soft stuff. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out, and, you know, so everybody kind of had the right attitude about who we are and what we do and what we can do. So.
And there's nothing better than just to go to a show.
That's right.
And see you guys live in action. I guarantee you'll never be the same.
So the
not in a bad
time,
way. That's in a good way.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
That's cool.
You're not going to walk through the door and get a mind-altering experience, except for maybe a little bit less stress, and you'll be a little more relaxed and in a good mood and ready to party. Maybe that'll happen. So maybe it is a mind-altering experience.
And I do think we're very professional, too. You don't see very many bands that, well, you don't see very many bands, yeah, I'm going to go on with that, that don't drink at all when they play. Or
now,
you
wait
know,
a minute.
Well, okay.
Only an Ameristar, right, Paul?
No, I mean, how many other bands take it as seriously as we do and don't go just crazy? And, you know, I mean, we're having fun musically. We're not just having fun socially, which we are too. But I'm just saying that it's professional.
The first time we came on the show, we played Alice in Chains.
Yes, you
did.
The
second time, we are coming on with some more Alice in Chains.
Right on.
So this is Check My Brain.
This is new Alice in Chains stuff. All right, guys.
Hit it. So I found myself in the sun, oh yeah, a hell of a place to win a run, oh yeah, California, I'm fine, somebody check my brain. Check my brain. Check my brain. I walk these streets, I creep and I fall. Oh yeah. When she sang, I answered the call. Oh, yeah. California, I'm fine. Somebody check my brain. California's alright. Somebody check my brain. Thank you.
leaving, by the way. Oh yeah. California, I'm fine. Somebody check my brain. California's alright. Somebody check my brain.
Teacher's Pet, rocking in the studio. Awesome.
That's the first time we've ever done that acoustics.
Really? Yeah. It sounds awesome.
It lends itself very much to the acoustic.
Wow.
That's good to practice like that.
That is.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. We can hear ourselves a lot better.
You can come on the show anytime and practice all you want.
Okay.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Appreciate it. You know? Maybe we'll have another Alice in Chains next time. I don't know.
There you go. That's awesome. It's always good stuff. It's always plays well acoustically.
Thank you.
So, anything that you guys would like to leave the listeners with, or upcoming shows remind them of, or
I want to give a shout out real quick if I can to all our fans. I mean, we've actually been rocking out here for a long time. The band was formed in about 1993, but I've been with the band about 14 years, going on 15 in March, and it's been a really, really fun ride. And there's no stopping, you know. No, in the future, I don't see us going anywhere but up and better and better gigs. And
they're gonna have to pull me off stage, kicking and screaming, bloody murder. No way, no way.
Anyway, thank you very much for all the support you've given us throughout the years and in the future.
Well, thank you for all the great music that you guys bring to everybody. It's always a good thing, man, to hear you guys play. And you're gonna be at the Ameristar
tonight and tomorrow,
9 o'clock.
8:30 to 12:30 Friday and Saturday night.
Is there any door?
No,
cover?
It's absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
At the door. You'll be able to hear us when you open the front door.
Yep.
Awesome.
Take a taxi, get a valet, hook it up, brother.
And that's a nice place down there from what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
I've not been down there.
Eat out, restaurant, gamble,
after you get through listening to this, you've got 2.5 more hours, so come on out.
Heck yeah. You know? Back them up and go. Yeah. Go down there and say, I just heard you guys on the Mick Shane Rock Show.
Right on. And I think you're going to have this available for download later.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that. I'm sure you will later on.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
We'll have it the podcast. Form so you can take it anywhere with you as well.
I think I can even put a podcast on our iPhone app if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
I believe so.
That is going to be so sweet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, you got something you're going to send everybody away with as opposed to our usual music?
Yeah, we always end the show, or we try to always end the show with this. It's a real good rendition.
Nip, nip, nee. Bombadita, 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 bombadita,
bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita, bombadita,
happy trail.
Rock on, Kansas City.
There you go.
Later. Until next time.
Teacher's Pet, thank you guys for coming in the studio. It's been great. I hope you guys have a great, great holiday season with you
Merry
and your
Christmas
family and all your families. Thanks. And friends. Merry Christmas and all that
Who
good stuff.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? just sing a song and think about sunny
Happy trails until we play again.
Teacher's pet, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thank McShane Rock Show, Friday nights, 9 p.m. Central. McShaneRockShow.com. Don't forget to check these guys out at the Ameristar. And their website, teacherspet.net. Teachers with a Z, pet.net. Until next week, rock on, planet Earth.
Streaming media for the Mick Shane Rock Show is provided by Justice Hosting Solutions. Visit them on the web at www.justice-hosting.com.
Tired of all the commercial rock being shoved down your throat on the radio?
Yeah.
Then join the Mick Shane Rock Show every week as we bring you unsigned artists from around the world. Join us for band interviews, live remotes, the weekly beer song, and drunken news. Visit the website at www.mickshanerockshow.com. Listen every Friday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time, and rock on, planet Earth.
Bands and artists, submit your material at mickshanerockshow.com.